Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Recording of final podcast of the Yar.
Of the Yar?
Of the Yar, Yar.
Tell them the funny word that I say when I say...
Half an hour.
And?
I'm going for a shower. This is when she needs to clean herself. She goes for a shower. And I say, how long would that take? And she says, half an hour.
Am I that posh?
Well, you've definitely got posh bits. There's bits of you that are posh. And... The word hour or shower,
yeah,
is posh for you.
Shower.
Or do you go for a, if you weren't having a shower, what would you be having?
A bath.
A bath. Come on, love. You'll get there. I'm going to put you through some therapy. Get some of that poshness out of you.
I've got much better at my northern.
You are. You are very good at Northern.
I wasn't good at Northern at all until we got together, but now I'm getting quite good at it.
And initially I thought you were taking the piss when you'd do a Northern accent, but actually you were just trying to, you know.
Oh my God, I'm not taking the piss. I'm in.
But that's how I interpreted it.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. People do that. Not everybody, by the way, but when some people pretend to act stupid, they put on a Northern accent.
Oh, no, it's just me trying to...
Don't know what's going on.
I just like the Northern accent.
Yeah, I'm delighted about that because...
But it is an insight into how people feel about people doing accents of where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I used to feel like that when people do British accents and they put on...
Yeah, yeah.
You know... Sort of a ridiculous face. Yeah. It sounds condescending.
Mm.
And I think it is, in fact, a good reminder for both of us that actually doing other people's accents to us is funny, but to them it's not. It's insulting.
So,
because it sounds like you're ridiculing them.
Yes, it does a bit, doesn't it? Mm. So I'll apologise now for if there's any previous episodes where I've put on an accent.
And I will stop doing my Northern accent.
Oh, no, you don't need to do that.
Well, I might just do it with you.
But what I was saying is it started off and I remember thinking, is she taking the piss there? But actually what I realise it is now is it's a sign of affection and love.
I'd also never do that with you.
What?
I'd never take the piss in a cruel way.
I know you wouldn't.
I don't even like taking the piss out of you full stop because taking the piss in its...
Yeah, in itself is a bit cruel.
Is mean.
I don't mind as long as you do it with a big smile on your face. So no, you're joking.
And naked.
Yeah, you can throw boobs into the mix as well. That always lightens the mood, doesn't it? Yeah. How is everybody? You all right? We've got some fantastic winners to nominate or not nominate.
What no, mention. They?
Notificate.
Mention because they.
Yeah.
They know. I think.
They know
they've
won. Yeah, but it'd be nice just to say, hey, you won, and we know you won.
Yeah.
So well done, and thanks so much for everybody who entered the competition or the giveaway to win all the fantastic things.
We met somebody the other day whose mum won something
like
3 years ago or two years ago on this pod, and she said it was like one of the best things that had ever happened to her because she never, ever wins anything.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, isn't that lovely?
It is.
But, I mean, it's been mega this year, the entries and the, you know, the prizes.
Yes, they've been really good.
I mean, a Thermomix, for the love of God.
How much is a Thermomix?
£1,400.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
It's a lot.
And the lady who won it, we only had one Thermomix to give away.
Sussex, if I remember correctly. She's from
Sussex.
She's from West Sussex.
Is there a Duchess of Sussex? Is that what Kate was?
Yeah.
Did she win it? Sarah Willard.
No, can I just tell you, isn't Megan...
She is Sussex.
She's Sussex.
They're the Sussexes, aren't they?
They were Cambridge, William and Kate.
Okay.
And now they're Wales.
Are they? Oh, William, Kate, the Prince and Princess of Wales, aren't they? I did wonder how that worked, and now I know, you know, like they inherit when everything moves up the hierarchy. Mm. We could maybe just start by talking briefly about Harry and Meghan's show on Netflix. Mm. You've not seen it.
I'm not watching because I don't want Netflix to mm-hmm. think that I want to watch this distasteful tat.
You don't want to be in that algorithm, do you?
I potentially, if they had left mm-hmm. and gone to A Quiet Life, mm-hmm. I think I would have felt a lot more for them in terms of I completely understand that it's a lot for someone.
Yeah.
But my major feeling is that there was a big hoo-ha made about the dad, Thomas Markle, selling mm-hmm. his story mm-hmm. to the papers, and they sued the papers for printing the story. Mm-hmm. And yet they are selling their story to Netflix and doing the same thing to a bunch of people that they know won't reply. It seems unfair territory. It's like, and it's family. It's a family feud that sort of just needs to be sorted out in the family.
I totally agree. And it cannot compete with the brilliance of The Crown, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm not watching that.
I know, but you did watch it up to a point.
Oh, yeah.
And you can agree that it
up
was
to
a great...
point where modern day...
Yeah, yeah. You could agree that it was great. My recommendation for this week is to not watch the Harry and Meghan thing. I watched episode one of it, and I've never been so bored by somebody's story.
I think they're in trouble. I think everybody has said it's the most boring thing they've ever seen.
Oh, because what do you think? All hyped it up so much, and actually it was really dull.
Also, it's kind of stuff they've said already. Oprah got the big thing.
Even the kind of like, oh, we're going to tell you our love story. And I think, oh, yeah, that's interesting. Wonder how they met, you know. And then obviously
they met on a blind date.
I think they met each other on Instagram, so they'd obviously seen each other because they knew what each other looked like. But then they met at the Dean Street Soho House, 76 Dean Street. And then they liked each other, and then they went back for dinner again, and then they really liked each other, so then they went out. I was like, yeah, that's what everybody does. You meet for dinner, you like each other, you fancy each other, you meet each other again, then you go out. It's like, what's so remarkable about this story? Yeah. Like, it's like everybody else's bloody story. You know, I was just thinking, is that it? What are we waiting for? You know, it's just like, oh, for God's sake, you know. So anyway, I'm sure there's plenty of you out there watching it, enjoying it. But my recommendation would be there's better things to do with your time than watch that. So what have you got for us this week, Davina McCall?
I was given a gift this week. And I really, really, really liked it. Well, let me start by saying Christmas is a time where we feel like we want to be a bit more charitable.
Yeah.
It's a time when we know that people living on the streets are freezing to death. People on the streets are extremely vulnerable to all sorts of dangers. And, you know, if you have left your family and you've left your friends, Christmas is always a time when you feel really lonely. Mm-hmm. You look at everybody walking around the streets and they're all holding each other's hands or marvelling at the lights or... and you're alone and sad and cold. And so charity is something that's always at the forefront of people's minds, and often they'll go and do something lovely on Christmas Day, like help cook. Me and Chester are going to go and do a shift in the Choose Love store off Carnaby Street.
Great.
I'd love you to come
and your
boys.
Come. Yeah, yeah.
We can go and take over the store. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it...
When are you going to do that?
Over the Christmas period, I'm
just
not sure yet.
Sure
I've just
yet.
Got to find sort of... I want to do it for at least... three quarters of a day.
Is it the kind of thing you put on Instagram so people can come
and see
and stuff like
that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, give them lots of pre-warning.
Yeah, okay,
so
great.
There is a store Choose Love.
What I would like to do is maybe come with you.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. And then if there's any listeners or anything, if you follow us on Instagram and all the rest of it, you wanted to come down and say hello and buy a T-shirt or some other bits and pieces
and
to
feel
support.
Good about all, you know, it's somewhere hopefully we'll do it before Christmas, and hopefully it'll be something that maybe you could give somebody for Christmas, which will have two meanings. This, in fact, isn't the charity that I was going to talk about, but this charity, I always think that their merch looks really cool.
Yeah.
I love their Choose Love T-shirts. I love the Choose Love logo. And, of course, they are supporting displaced refugees from all over the world. But obviously, you know, in the last year and a half, we've been largely thinking about Ukraine and all the misplaced people of Ukraine who'll be cold and hungry and frightened this Christmas. And it's a really good way to support them. So we'll keep you posted about that. But I also want to talk about shelter.
Shelter really comes into its own this time of year, I think, because obviously of the cold weather. And then Christmas is this wonderful kind of charitable idea that you gift people in all sorts of different ways, even just with your time or a friendly ear or anything like that. And I think shelter embodies that really nicely.
So they talk about home being a human right, and it is a foundation, and it's where we thrive. And every day millions of people are devastated by the housing emergency. And obviously, again, right now it is in dire straits, and we need to defend the right to a safe home, because home is everything. And on their website, if you've got a housing problem, they can also help you or point you in the right direction of somewhere that hopefully you can get some help with. Shelter have done this thing. So I got sent, they've got really, really nice gift cards online that you can give to people. And it just kind of talks about what your money would buy. Like £38 would provide somebody's shelter for a night. And obviously when you're in shelter or you're overnighting somewhere, they also provide support during those evenings about, right, what can we do for you? How can we help you out of this situation if that's what you would like? But that I also got sent a bar of chocolate. Now, obviously, chocolate's a lovely thing to receive at Christmas. And lots of people get it. But these are called, these are shelter bits of chocolate. And they're delicious. They're shelter Sicilian hazelnut and almond, salted pretzel milk chocolate, rich milk chocolate, Cornish sea salt dark chocolate, mint dark chocolate. You'd like that. Almond milk emergency chocolate. I really like the idea of something being an emergency chocolate. But here is one, and it costs £10. And obviously the idea is that you buy this bar of chocolate that would normally be £2 or £3, but the rest of the money is a donation to shelter. And I think that this is a really great idea. Go to the shelter website. They've got a Christmas section on there. Look that up. Go to the shop. Look up chocolate and you can do that. Or there's lots of different charity gifts. There's wrapping. There's Christmas cards. There's crackers. But when you're thinking about buying something for your Christmas table, why don't you think about buying something charity, and then you're giving something back as well.
That's great. There is something I would like for Christmas.
Oh, God, now you tell me.
Yeah. I would like, for a year...
Oh, God, yeah.
A subscription.
Yeah.
To Own Your Goals. Can I get that?
Yes.
I'd like that. I'm a bit jealous.
Oh, my God.
When I see you doing your workouts and things like that.
Oh, my God. That is so good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Only if...
Yeah.
Sometimes, because we have so few men, will you post your goals, your achievements?
Yeah.
So I've got something I want you to film with me later.
Okay.
Because Rasheen, you know Yoga Rasheen?
Yes.
So she has set a little challenge for this Christmas. It's a 60-second challenge. And it is one where you put your hands on the floor. It's a shoulder workout.
Yeah.
You put your hands on the floor and you walk your feet up the wall.
Oh, yes, I do this.
And then
I
you
like
move it, but it's at a right angle. So your body's at a right angle. And then you bend your knees and you bring them up again. You bend your knees, you bring them up again. You do that a few times. And then you lift one leg off and flip it over.
Yeah.
And you put it back. And then you lift the other leg off and put it over. And it all looks fine. But what it's doing is it's putting pressure on those shoulders like you wouldn't believe. Yeah. I don't think I'll be able to do a minute because I struggle doing one press up. But I'm going to start here. This is where I start. And I think it's important for everybody to know.
Did they say that in Fame?
This is where I start.
This is where it starts.
Where you start paying in sweat.
Start paying in sweat. I thought you were quoting Fame to me now. I was thinking, I've heard this before.
This is where I start paying in sweat.
Yeah, okay.
But I think it's really, really important for people to see that the point isn't that you start brilliant straight away.
No.
The point is that we learn, right? And that it is difficult to do 60 seconds. So I think we should both try tonight and see if we can do it. Maybe not...
Jesus Christ, tonight?
I know. God, we're recording. We're recording tonight. It's 9 o'clock already and I'm trying to get him to do a wall.
Yeah, no, I'm absolutely shattered.
We're both shattered. We'll do it tomorrow.
Yes.
We might have to do it in work clothes.
Well, I have been, you know, as you know, we both have been working nonstop.
It's been mad.
I haven't really worked out for probably 2 weeks and then probably a month before that as well.
Properly.
I've just been really out of kilter.
We just haven't been able to
get back on the horse.
Get regular exercise in. Yeah. And this is the thing.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day that you could take the train to Bayswater and run to work.
Yes, that is a possibility. I could think about
But you've always got that huge, great big orange bag with you.
Yeah, well, yeah, not always, I guess, because I could leave that at the studio. I guess my life's just complicated in order to kind of just run about. Yeah, it's much harder than I'd like it to be to be able to do that. Anyway, I would like a subscription to On Your Goals.
And you know we can do 10 minutes together here.
Yes, well, the one thing I have found is that Sarah's Gorman. Arms, shoulders, arms things.
It's the only thing, right? It's
the only thing that's annihilated my arms ever, really. So I really like the idea that I want abs. I'm 50 next birthday, so I'm 50 in May, folks.
Abs.
And I want abs by the time I'm 50. Last time I had them, I was probably 21. So
okay,
I'd
we're
like
on
to
it.
Get them back. So that'd be good.
Okay.
But yeah, if you get me a subscription
I'm
for
doing
that,
it.
And stick it in my stocking or whatever. Yeah. Don't know what you put in
I'll
the stocking.
Stick it in your stocking.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, it all went a bit pervy there, sorry.
Bit,
sorry,
yeah.
I didn't mean to do that.
So yeah, that would be great. I'd be
oh,
delighted.
Oh, great. I'm so pleased.
Yeah, good. I'm,
with you.
I'm pleased you're pleased. Let's have a little look on my list.
While you're doing that, can I give you something to drink?
Oh, yes, please. That'd be great. Yeah, yeah. You chilled it. Yeah. Is it booze or is it non-booze?
Yeah.
It's booze, okay.
But it's very, very weak.
Okay, I like. Oh, yeah, that
I
is weak.
I can't try it.
So it's 0.5% by the looks of things. Less than 1%.
I can't try it because
lager and lime. Yeah, you're a teetotaler, right? Yeah, yeah.
And so it's, even though it's tiny.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want to be messing about with that. So the first one she's passed me is lager and lime, and it's from a company called Lower. Low?
Low.
Oh, as in low alcohol,
yeah.
But it's spelled L-O-A-H, which must be, sounds kind of Gaelic or something like that, I think.
Or it could be lower.
Yeah, lower.
Like Noah.
Okay, lager and lime. You know what? Oh, that's nice.
Is it?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, how exciting.
What is nice about that is that lager and lime is historically quite sweet because the lime cordial they drop in has got a lot of sugar in it. That doesn't taste of sugar at all. It doesn't taste sweet at all.
Oh,
it tastes
interesting.
Like a grown-up drink.
Yeah.
It's got some lime in it. So it's very much like, yeah, it's not like sweet lager and lime. It's really nice.
Okay. Try the other ones. So that was lime. So I think lager and lime, lots of people love the taste of lager and lime. So that's
totally
a clever
think, yeah.
That's a clever one to do, I think.
Just get rid of the gas. Blimey. Next one is lager and blood orange.
So these are the only three flavours that they do at present.
Okay. And I like that.
So I've just
they've got
to
a
tell
slogan
you.
On the side, and it's called Blue Sky Drinking.
Yes.
That's clever.
It is.
You're familiar with Blue Sky Thinking, of course. No. Oh, right. Okay, that's why I thought it was.
I thought it meant summer.
Ah, no. So Blue Sky Thinking is like in a business environment. If you're Blue Sky Thinking, you're thinking outside the box, like right up, you know, outside of the current thought processes and stuff like that. You know,
that's funny.
So political. It's quite a political term. You know, politicians use it a lot. Blue Sky Thinking is like.
I feel
dynamic.
Silly.
Yeah. No, don't be daft. But Blue Sky Drinking is. Is a kind of play on that idea.
Oxymoron as well.
Yeah, yeah, that you're... Yes, well, so, yeah.
Okay. 0.5 of lager, low calorie, low sugar, vegan, gluten-free.
Okay, so the blood orange one's very nice.
Is it?
Yeah. What they do have a taste of is like an IPA. You know, like, they don't taste a lot like Stella with blood orange in it,
yeah.
Or you know, Foster's with that. It tastes more like a pale ale or a slight what we call bitter up north. Like, it doesn't taste bitter, by the way. It's really nice and very, very smooth. I really, really like it. So I would definitely drink some of this on a Sunday afternoon or over Christmas or anything like that. I really like drinking and not getting drunk. I really don't like it.
Yes,
drunk anymore.
You don't like it anymore.
Not really, no.
It's toxic. Because it really does affect you as well the next day. Just going to shut the door to the...
Yeah, it slightly depresses me, the drinking. Makes me feel a bit low. And then it steals the day from you the following day. And I would really like to get abs. Like I said, I'd like to work out a bit more. I'd like to put on a bit of muscle.
And you feel like you could get up early if you hadn't drunk the night before,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you know, it's... Well, being hungover is just an excuse not to do anything, essentially, yes, isn't it? You know. Okay, this final one is lager and peach.
Now, this is the one, if I was drinking, I think I'd like this one because it's like peach iced tea, but with lager.
I've always thought they should do a vodka peach iced tea or something like that. I don't understand why peach iced tea is not in more boozy drinks. Anyway. That's the best one.
Is it?
It's really good.
Is it?
Oh, God, that's really good,
Wow. I had a feeling. Mm. I'm glad you saved the best for you till last.
Yeah, and again, the temptation to make that sweet would be outrageous. And I can imagine people drinking that going, do we sweeten up? No, don't. It couldn't. Don't sweeten it up. It's absolutely perfect.
Can I also say, have a look at the cans. Mm. Look at the drawing. Look at the illustration.
Yes, I've seen the illustrations on a couple of the others.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. Now, these, they've actually given a whole section on their website to the illustrators.
Oh, wow, great.
Juliet Van Ryn, Tanya Yakanoa, Jacob Jakob, and Waldemar Stepien. I really love that. From Glasgow, Stoke Newington, Madrid, and Kiev.
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 From the Ukraine?
Yeah.
Is it Ukraine or the Ukraine? I think it's just Ukraine, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really good. I'd love to drink these on a beach. The problem with mid-afternoon drinking on the beach is you get drunk and then by five you're a bit bleary-eyed, you know, and then the kids want you to play in the pool and you're like, yeah, I'm not playing in the pool now. So I would love a really low-alcoholic lager on the beach in the summer.
Now, or even can I tell you something
skiing
else?
Skiing up the mountains.
On that theme, that you were just saying. Yeah. I love this. Mm. They've done a Sounds of Low.
On Spotify.
On Spotify. They've Brilliant. Got three mixes.
Yeah.
So this is mix one. I listened to it the other day while I was writing down all my ideas. Do you know what I mean? It's got they've just given you three playlists of sort of
just
music
really nice,
you can drink low to.
Very good. Yeah.
So I thought, well, that's so clever.
Yeah. What's the website called? Is it just low.com?
Yeah.
It's really fab. So I don't know where you can buy it. Do you know where you can
buy
it?
You can buy it on the website.
On the website. Just from there. They haven't stocked it anywhere as far as we can tell.
I'm not sure if they... it doesn't say... Hang on, because... So it's www.low.beer. So it's low.beer.
What's the glasses?
Says shop, a mixed pack... costs £12.50.
They've got an Instagram page, which is low.beer, and their Spotify is lowbeerco on Spotify. One quite remarkable thing is each can is only 26 calories.
Yeah, I mean, this is
That's amazing.
Like, you get to get
That's
a
really
tiny,
good.
You
yeah.
catch a tiny buzz.
Yeah.
You get to feel like you are drinking beer.
Yeah, which
it's got a bit of a flavour. It's very refreshing.
But, you know, it's
you feel like you're supporting a small business. I think this is a win-win-win-win. And a quarter of the calories.
Well done, low or lower. Yeah, I like Noah. I think it might be lower.
Lower.
Makes sense. But, it's really good. But the peach one. Definitely order some for Christmas, people.
L-O-A-H.
I found this really interesting Instagram account called Ruggable.
I know it.
Do you? The rugs look really good on
really
there.
Really good.
And they're machine washable rugs. And have you seen the prices?
Yeah.
They're not particularly expensive either. I just stumbled across it and I remember thinking, oh, those rugs look nice. And then there was a woman talking about them and then they stuck them in a washing machine. I was like, whoa, hang on a second. And then I went onto the website and had a look at all the different patterns they've got. And the sizes are pretty good. 6 foot by 9 foot is a pretty Big. Good size rug for £300 or maybe £200. Some of them are even less than that. So if you're interested in having a look at rugs and you've got kids who spill things all over the place or husbands that knock their glasses of red wine over, etc.
Or wives. We also knock glasses of red wine over, yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't noticed.
Just not mine.
Yeah, no. But have a little look on that. They're called Ruggable and they're on Instagram, they were. And I just thought it was really,
It's a
great...
really, really, really good site. Mm.
And they've got loads of followers and loads of stuff going on there. Ooh, Alex Turner's just turned up on my Instagram feed. With that look at that orange shirt. That's quite cool.
Isn't it? You'd look really good in that.
Yeah, go on. Okay, enough of that.
So.
Yep.
My next thing I want to talk about is when I was in the cooking shop the other day. We've got an amazing cookery shop.
Yes, the cooking shop.
So I went to the cooking shop. Mm-hmm. It's in the Pantiles. I can't remember the name of it.
No, neither can I weirdly.
I think it's Tam something or other.
Do you want to have a quick look?
Yes. I'll keep talking about it.
Yeah, yeah, go for it.
So it is, I think maybe it's George something. Anyway, it's a fantastic shop. It's got kind of everything in there that you never knew you needed. Mm-hmm. So you end up going in for a potato peeler and coming out with £100 worth of stuff.
Yes.
That you do actually need. Like, it is incredibly useful. So we went in there the other day and my son has got into chefing. So I got him some things for Christmas from there, and we were having a mooch about, and I got talking to this guy about cookery schools, and I thought, what a fantastic gift for somebody for Christmas. So if it's somebody that seems, or you know, that is very hard to buy for, I always think a shared experience with somebody is something that people really love.
Yes, this is great. I love doing, you told me about this the other day.
I love doing things together. So if you go to schoolofwok.co.uk, you can get e-vouchers. So you can kind of give an e-voucher and they can decide what they'd like to spend it on. There is quite a big thing to do, which is a full day cooking course, which is £185. That's quite a big present. But the 3-hour cooking class, which is £110, you do 2.5 hours of prep and then you all eat together for the last half an hour. And that's the kind of thing that I would love to do with Chester. There's also a family bubble for up to 6 people for £900, where you can all go and spend the day together. So like a whole family gift. But this I thought was really good. If that's all a bit much for you, you can have an online cooking class, a 2-hour School of Wok experience in the comfort of your own kitchen online via your computer. You can choose from Japanese, Chinese and Vietnamese lesson options. And it's hosted by 2 School of Wok chefs.
Fantastic.
Isn't that great?
It's brilliant.
Or you can get a £25 gift card or a £50 gift card. So I can't recommend it high enough. The man from the amazing cooking shop in the Pantiles said, if you are going to do anything, you've got to gift this. This is such a good idea. He's done it. He absolutely loved it. He's done it twice for different types of cuisine. He did Thai and then he did Chinese.
I love both of those.
I know, love both of those.
Yeah, is there a good Chinese in Tunbridge Wells?
I haven't found it yet.
No, okay. I love Chinese food.
We need to find one.
I would definitely want to have a little
info at schoolofwok.co.uk is their email, and schoolofwok.co.uk is their website.
I cannot find this. It's not called Hatton's, is it?
Yes.
It is.
Is it?
No, I don't know if it is. Trevor Mottram.
Trevor Mottram.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, do you remember I said Trevor is...
Yes.
I said George, sounds exactly like Trevor.
Oh,
and then
okay,
I said the surname... Okay. Starts with T.
Okay, so there you go.
And that is the Trevor.
Trevor Mottram. It is trevormottram.co.uk. They've got stuff there. We're just uploading stock. The full website is coming back soon. But it is really good shop. Really good shop, that.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Joel, my son, is obsessed with wanting to be a cocktail waiter. Behind a cocktail bar, you know, like Claridge's or whatever. He thinks he's Brian Flanagan from the film Cocktail.
I'm not joking. He's better than Brian Flanagan.
Yeah.
He is actually really good. I mean, I know he's your son, but
yeah.
He's so great behind a bar. Yeah. He's so fun.
So, you know, I mean, he's too young to work behind a bar. So he's worked behind a bar at private parties, and then he's done a few things for us, hasn't he? When we have people come round, he'll do cocktails for everybody there. And he's a real kind of connoisseur of the whole thing. So for Christmas, he'd keep saying, I'd like a Boston shaker. And a Boston shaker is where you've got a steel cup and then you have a glass cup that fits into it, and then you shake it, it makes a seal, and you shake the cocktail and tip it out and all the rest of it. And then there's also other types of shakers. So anyway, he said, can we go to this cocktail mixing place up in Soho, which is just around the corner from the studio? And I was like, yeah, great, you know. Anyway, took this place called Nisbet's. Nisbet's is on the Charing Cross Road, so just off Old Compton Street and out onto Cambridge Circus. And this is it here. And I looked at it and I thought, why is he taking me here? The whole front window was just full of deep fat fryers and like grilling machines and stuff like that.
I just say before we go any further, it looks amazing. Oh, like, forget the bar section. Look at all of that.
I'm going to find you the bit where it says about us. So I'm going to, because you love the about us, right?
Yeah, always.
History and values. So listen to this. It's the UK's largest supplier of catering equipment. And our company purpose statement is quite simply, I know, it's
a
great,
mission right? statement. A I love it. This is Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, isn't it just? Quite simply, our company purpose is catering equipment made simple. And we do that in three main ways: choice of product, range, price, quality, and service. So I popped in here to have a look. So it's a bit like going into Costco's or something like that. So it's a bit industrial looking and basic on inside, but it has everything you could think of, from the cheapest knives to the most expensive knives, chopping boards galore. And then the cocktail bar section is everything from really sophisticated stuff that you would find in a professional bar right up to anything that you'd want in your own kitchen. And I had a quick look at the deep fat fryer section, obviously, as you know me and the deep fat fryers. Oh my god, like, you wait, when I build an outdoor kitchen next,
shut up,
I am going to load it up with this stuff. It has everything. If you wanted to open a kebab shop, it's got everything you would want. You can have, you know, the whole
just
kebab.
Just remind everyone what it's called again.
It's called Nisbet's.
So how do you spell that?
N-I-S, Nis, and then Bets, B-E-T-S.
Nisbet's.
Nisbet's. Or it could be Nisbet's. Nisbet's?
Nisbet's.
Nisbet's. So if you just go through the bits, it's got tableware and bar supplies. It's got consumables, reusables and food to go, furniture, clothing, aprons, kitchenwares, knives, hygiene, appliances, wow, refrigeration, ice machines. You know,
ice machines?
Ice machine. Yes, ice machines, right?
Wow.
Like ice cream making machines,
don't
candy floss machines.
Don't tell Chester that.
No, but I mean, I walked in here and I thought, oh, I could do everybody's Christmas in this whole place. It was so good.
I could do all of Christmas, Chester's Christmas presents.
Right down to like olive oil bottles for pouring balsamic vinegars, like sauce bottles where you know, if you're going to be a chef and you do squirts of sauce on a plate, everything. I was just like, oh my God. So I had to get Joel out of there quite quickly. I bought him a couple of things for his bar, but I was like, I'll get him this, I can get him that.
Oh, well,
I can
done.
Get him this. Well, and then done. I thought about you. I mean, the good thing about you is that if I bought you something for the kitchen, for Christmas or your birthday or something like that, you wouldn't be moody about it.
Oh, God, no.
Right.
I mean, it's like people were saying the other day, I was saying, buy somebody the menopausing book for Christmas.
Mm.
And they were going, yeah, but not like as your gift. Christmas present, not as a gift. And I was like, oh, God, it would be a great gift
it's
for
a
me.
Great
like,
gift. I know, I know.
People it's a gift. It's the kind of thing sometimes you might not buy for yourself.
Yeah.
But different strokes for different folks, right?
Yes,
and if you've done your love languages and you are somebody that appreciates gifts, maybe you'd be insulted by a kitchen gift.
Mm.
But for me,
me too.
It would be really incredibly helpful and useful.
Yeah, because I do love pottering in the kitchen and doing this. And I love a kitchen gadget. So if you ever bought me a kitchen gadget, I would be like, oh, God, this is ace. But all sorts of types of cheese graters or people for grating carrots and stuff like that. It was just really good. So, folks, if you're interested in cooking or you've got kids who are interested in cooking and you want to buy them some cookery-type things, I don't think there's a better place in the country anywhere you could go. And they obviously order online and deliver, so probably get in there quite quickly. It does say they've got a piece here for stores, so you may well find they've got stores all over the country. 24 high street stores. They also do a trade price, so if you are connected to the industry at all, you'll probably get like the VAT off or something like that. But yes, there's 24 stores around the country, but I just really enjoyed it to the point where I'd even go down there for 20 minutes just for a potter about and have a look around, you know.
Take me.
Yes, I absolutely
after
will.
After Christmas.
And even like cleaning stuff, you know.
Yeah,
like
I love cleaning
really
stuff.
Really proper good
stuff. Do you know what I'm looking
stuff,
for?
You know?
Yeah. I'm looking for a washing brush to wash, you know, the plastic ones that you replace the ends
yes,
of in
with
the
a little scourer.
With a little scourer. Yeah. They always fall off.
They just slip off, don't they?
Is yes. there a brand, can any of our listeners steer me in the direction of, I mean, if you bought me one of those where the end doesn't come off, that would be
that
the
would
best
be
present ever. You've That's solved right. a problem for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm the same,
I'd be so grateful.
Yeah. My mate Fabio, remember the industrial engineer? He designed one, and I had that at my old house.
And it didn't fall off?
No, it didn't fall off. It was really good, so I'll see if he's got any more of them.
But did he have replacement heads?
They're the same heads, but it's a different kind of gripping contraption.
Oh, my God, different grippy.
So I'll find out about that. But, yes, anyway, folks, have a little look. Nisbets.co.uk. I just thought it was a brilliant shop.
Yeah, that was a very good shout.
And if you want to Google where they are and you can have actually walk around the actual shop, it was also utterly superb.
I'm going to talk about some people that sent me something and I really like it.
Yeah.
They are a couple, I'm assuming, but they might not be. They might be working partners. And they don't tell us their names, but they are there holding their product.
Uh-huh.
And it's called TakeStockFoods.com.
Yes.
TakeStockFoods.com. And the idea was born from lockdown of wanting to eat better and cleaner foods. And, they've got four children, so I'm assuming they've got four children together. They had busy jobs, no hours to simmer bones and feed people with the homemade bone broth. And we all know that bone broth is really good for you. You know that kind of thing of chicken soup is good for the soul. It's good for the soul because it's made up of stewed chickens that are kind
of protein,
beautiful
stuff,
kind
it,
of stock made from that. And, you know, at the beginning of lockdown, all of those supermarket shelves were completely empty. And they spent months kind of researching and tailor-making a really nice set of different stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And they took the plunge and literally poured all of their savings into this business, TakeStock. So their philosophy is that we, and this is kind of born also out by Tim Spector and all food specialists, that the least processed food we eat, the better.
Uh-huh.
So we know that a lot of the food that we eat is so ultra processed.
Yeah.
But this is not processed at all. It is 100% natural, no additives, no preservatives. And I have tried... Now, I've tried the beef and the chicken, and both are absolutely
delicious. So do you drink this?
Delicious. Well, you can do anything with it. You could drink it cold.
Yep.
I wouldn't massively advise it.
Mm-hmm.
You can drink it hot, which would actually be rather lovely. It just takes, like, a nice hot glass of chicken consommé.
Yes.
But the first time I used it because I'd made a chicken soup with stock, but it didn't quite have enough...
oomph
or flavour to it. And also it was a little bit dry. It needed a bit more liquid. So I just poured in one of these. And I know that I'm not suddenly adding, you know, when you've made a homemade soup.
Yes.
And you add something from the supermarket. You think, oh, I've just made it processed now. But if you know that this is coming straight out of the carton. And they do a chicken and a beef.
Uh-huh.
But they also do a vegan broth. So lovely kind of herby broth, and they do a fishbone broth. So if you want a kind of more fishy one for a fish soup or a...
So I'm just looking at this. So there's 13 grams of protein, or 13 plus grams of protein in it, and 6 grams of collagen in there as well, which is bloody amazing. It's only 60 calories. So it is very high in protein.
Yeah.
Protein's got a lot less calories in it. And it says on the back here, just for those of you that might be interested, it says made from responsibly sourced Norwegian chicken, antibiotic, hormone and GMO free, which is quite a relief, I think, because lots of people are kind of slightly anxious about where their chicken comes from these days.
This is what I like about their website. You can just kind of go forensic on them and learn about them and everything, where they come from. And also you can buy bundles from them, so you don't just buy one or two, you can get loads, because obviously they store well. What's the use by date on the top of that?
Oh yeah, it's 2024.
I mean, yeah. You know, it's amazing. You can just store it in your cupboard.
In your cupboard, so it doesn't even have to go in the fridge.
And it doesn't need to go in the fridge. Amazing. It is unbelievably useful.
Yeah,
and
so
helpful.
Water, meaty chicken bones, onion, carrot, salt, rosemary, thyme, bay leaf, and black pepper. That's all the ingredients that are in it. So I'm not sure you could class that as remotely processed.
No.
If that's the case. So that's really good. I might try a bit of that tonight. I might fancy
a little warm.
Yes, I might warm it up a bit.
I'll do that.
Do you know what it's quite like? Is yeah. Just, you know, like some noodles. So it's like a ramen
type
thing.
Yeah, there you've got some noodles
yes,
in the fridge.
Yes, I know. Well, I thought I could make some noodles, chuck it in a chicken broth.
Do you remember what you did as we ate at Slim Chickens? Oh, we just like to say thanks to Slim Chickens.
Because
Slim Chickens, because we talked about them on the podcast.
Yes.
They gave us a free meal tonight. So you, me and Joel went down to Slim Chickens.
Yeah.
And,
oh, gosh.
And had a really fun meal. And as you were finishing it off, tell everybody what you ate.
I have something called a 5+5 meal. Chicken at Slim Chickens, which is 5 chicken tenders and 5 chicken wings. But the chicken wings are covered in buffalo sauce, but they're really spicy and very vinegary. So I start to sweat as I eat them. It's very unsightly, really, when you see it. Yeah, I look awful.
And the other thing that I really loved on your plate that you didn't really eat.
The toast.
Oh, my God.
So they do something called, I think it's called Canadian toast, or it's like, but it's garlic bread, but it's
fried.
Like a sliced of fried bread, and it's fried in garlic butter. And the reason I don't eat it is because I'm already eating chips and fried chicken. That I think to eat a slice of bread on top of that, which is just going to tip me over the edge. But I have
tip me over the edge instead.
I have one bite of that bread. But when you'd started, I suggest, she wasn't going to stop. She was wolfing it down.
I was wolfing it down. So anyway, as you finished your thank you,
thanks,
Slim Chickens.
Slim Chickens, yeah.
As you were eating your meal, you said, I am not going to eat one more thing tonight. Yeah. I am full. And you've just told me you're going to have an entire chicken ramen soup.
Well,
that's good, though. Michael,
yes,
that's a good thing.
I'm sure it is. I might just
It'll
have the soup.
It'll be good for your muscles.
And if I do have the soup tonight, I'll take a picture of it so you can all see what it looks like as well. But I did see that get delivered and thought, wow, that looks really interesting.
It's really good.
And I met somebody recently who was working out and building muscle, and they were drinking that cold as a drink.
Oh, were they?
On a daily basis, yeah. And I was like, God, really? You just drank it straight out of the cart? And they were like, yeah, no problem. I really enjoyed it. I liked it, you know.
Oh, okay.
And you just say you can drink straight out of the cart.
Yeah.
So that is taught.
I mean, if you're going to drink something, you know, lots of people like a bit of milk with their protein, and it's kind of like a milkshake in a funny kind of way. You know, it's quite thick and creamy, and it's a bit like a pudding.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to get that kind of flavour, if you want something more savoury, this is a brilliant alternative. Lots of protein. Lots of collagen.
So I applied for a new kind of social media app.
Oh, tell me which one.
Yeah, Reddit.
Oh.
Now, I've been following something on Instagram called Reddit Stories. It's an acronym, which is AITA. Am I the Arsehole? And I think there might be a H on the end or something like that. So it's Reddit Stories, Am I the Arsehole Here? And what they do on Instagram is they take a Reddit story and they post it and then say, am I the arsehole here? And then you comment on whether you think the person's being an arsehole or not. So it may well be that, like, one of the common ones that comes up is that, you know, my husband's parents are coming for Christmas and, you know, his mum doesn't really speak to me and she ignores me and she's rude to me. So I've told my husband that they're not welcome in this house anymore. Am I being the arsehole here? You know, and then they'll say, well, no, he should stand up for you. You're his wife and you should tell his mum. You know, but you get these kind of different things that come along. What I really like about it is it doesn't feel very toxic. The people that are on there are genuinely giving you their advice based on either experiences they've had or reading the information, saying what they think, you know.
And these questions aren't cancelable questions. They're just dilemmas of a family.
There's definitely issues around race and religion, and definitely things about probably gender as well, and all sorts of stuff. But I never get the sense that it feels like anybody's trying to cancel anybody.
Right.
I get the feeling people are saying, okay,
I want to talk about this.
This is what I think about this situation.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong. I think you are being the arsehole, and this is why, you know.
Mm.
But nobody's being horrible on there, and it doesn't feel like anyone's trying to. And I think the platform is encouraging people to not do that.
To not
but actually
do
to say, Someone's presenting a problem here.
Let's look at all the
answers. Let's look at all the answers. You know, so you could...
Just taking my boots off.
It's okay, it's okay. So I found myself often at night in bed, instead of reading the news or something, just occasionally having a little look at...
So do you look at Reddit itself, or do you just look at the Instagram Reddit?
No, I was looking at the Instagram Reddit, and then I did find myself thinking, I'd like to engage with the world a bit more, and all the news platforms seem to be a bit biased one way or the other. So I always think they're trying to influence you, especially newspapers, because that's their job, you know. So I thought I'd like to just see something more general about the world and how people are playing with it. So let me read this one out to you. This has just come up now 4 hours ago. So it says, steal from grandma, ? You're losing out on the money one way or another. And then it says here... I can't read this one. It's too big.
Yeah, but wait, hang on a minute. You can't leave me. I'm horrified for the grandma.
Okay.
Never steal from the grandma.
So it says, nephew stole $300 from my mum by charging her card for Fortnite purchases while borrowing my Switch. She won't make him pay it back. So for the next 3 to 6 years, his birthday and Christmas roll around, I sent £25 to £50 to her bank account. And don't give him anything. So this is, a dilemma about, you know, whether he should pay his grandma back or not. So let me see if I can just find one that's...
I had this problem.
I've had this problem as well. Guest is causing issues. Tenant doesn't know how to remove them. So I live in a council home in England. The tenant of my home is my partner's mum. My partner's brother's girlfriend has continuously caused issues with the home. She's hurt the family dog and she's broken the radiator... from sex, it says here, it left us without any heating or hot water. So, you know, you go through a whole discussion and then there's an edit to it. And then underneath, there's some recommendations about how people should reply. And then people have then said, legally, surely, you can call the police to remove someone who's been asked to leave but refuses to do so. A bonus long non-legal advice here. Get the boy's keys off him. Stop her from getting into the house with him and let it be known that he'll be out on his arse if problems continue. So there's lots of lawyers on here and doctors on here that come in and say, oh, you could try this or you can do that. But I have to say, I found it just really, really interesting. And I've learned a lot about various situations. There was a really interesting one with a guy who'd split up with his wife and they had a child and his new girlfriend now lived 3 hours away. And it was like, what's a reasonable amount of time to spend with his son? Jerry minds that it's a 6-hour round trip. Should he ask his ex-wife if he could have him 2 days a week? Would that be too much? Can he go to two different schools? You know, there's this quite big dilemma and lots of people saying you probably should encourage your new girlfriend to live closer to your son because he's important. And I was thinking, yeah, that's probably the answer to that question. But then, you know, that's not necessarily something he can do. You know, does he have to then split up with his new girlfriend? And I just found the whole thing really engaging and thought, this isn't Twitter where everyone's being really nasty to each other. It's not the grammar police where someone's saying, you spelt your wrong, you meant this and you meant that.
And Reddit, well, basically what it is, and everybody really likes this, is people are asking a wider audience for help.
Yeah.
And I think when you know that this is a genuine ask for help, that it isn't, I'm making a huge statement and I'm telling you I've done this. It's saying, I don't know what to do. Please, can you help me? So every answer is right.
Yes, every answer is potentially right.
Yeah.
And what to I like someone, about that, you know, yeah, what I like about that is then you can
decide.
You can decide and you don't have to have
Do you know, it makes me think of when I went on Steph's Packed Lunch and they said to me, this was pre the World Cup, they said, would you like to be part of a conversation with everybody about whether the World Cup should go ahead and about David Beckham. And I thought, I just don't want to get involved in that because I haven't formulated, you know, it's left a very bad taste in my mouth. I'm not going to watch it, but I'm not entirely sure, like, how am I going to verbalise that? And I have watched bits of it. And I just felt like I didn't know enough about it. I hadn't kind of read enough about the football side of it. Anyway, from listening to all of them having a discussion, that helped me formulate an opinion. And I think what was interesting was that everybody had a little bit of I agreed with a little bit of everything everybody said. So Alan Clark was talking about FIFA and how FIFA had made the decision to play in Qatar and how it was really on them. You can't penalise the English players, they are just going out there to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, if it was FIFA that decided to go, then surely they're the ones. It's got to be on their back. Why are none of us talking about them?
Mm-hmm.
It was all so directed, the kind of meanness and the cruelty to
the players or the team.
The players,
or,
and then,
or David Beckham,
know,
or whatever.
Virgin wasn't doing enough with its plane. Why was it not painted as a rainbow? Yeah. And I thought, wow, this is all so angry with everybody. You know,
yes.
It's like everybody's doing their best. So this sounds like such a nice.
Yes, just it's been
place
something
for
to
discussion
engage with.
And something to learn.
I feel like I'm learning stuff.
And
on
you
there.
Might take a little bit of everybody's opinion and it might change yours.
Well, it has done. There's been two or three things I've read where I thought, I never really saw it like that. But actually, yeah, maybe that is a good idea. So,
and when somebody is not your partner and not your kid and not your parent, it's much easier to hear their opinion sometimes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's a good place to learn.
I've always been anxious doing anything with my hair, but I'm kind of tired of this simple look. Does anyone know what styles could be good for me? And then there's a picture of her. And then, you know, there's 42 people have commented.
You've got to comment. On there.
Yes, I probably should, you know, but, you know, it's really quite nice. And then
people
have posted other pictures that you think, well, what about that? That could look good. A little fringe in there.
Oh, no, I loved the first one.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it's super nice, that, isn't it?
She'd
yeah.
look great with that. Go back to her face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she'd look fabulous with
yeah,
that.
Good, isn't it? But like somebody says, you have lovely hair. Your side parting is quite severe. Bringing your part into the middle, adding some lightness through and some highlights, blah, blah, blah. This would be a beautiful look.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. You just wouldn't get that on Twitter, would
no.
you? No. You'd be like, oh, you ugly git. You know, like, don't you clog up my feed or something.
Yeah.
It's just like, wow. So that's one of my recommendations.
Reddit.
It's,
can I
it's
say,
completely free.
This is one of my most favourite things you have recommended.
Oh, good.
Reddit is a community.
It is a community. And
of people who want to help other people.
Yes. And there's a lot of people probably at home with not a lot to do, fed up watching the telly, and you think, oh, well, maybe just engage with these people and see if I could offer some help or something. Such
and
a nice
you
thing
know,
to do.
Helping someone gives you a sense of purpose.
Oh, my God. It's very, very rewarding, I think. You know, doing something for somebody and they say thank you. Oh, my God, there's nothing quite,
like
it, is there?
I've got a couple more things.
Have you? Okay, you
find the...
I'll get the shout-outs and things like
you
that.
You get the shout-outs, really, because we have talked about these people before, but they are brilliant for Christmas.
Okay, and yes, okay, and then I've got a couple
go
of...
To, go
throw.
To Instagram and go to pickles.and.bakes. They've got 15,000 followers. They are the UK's first interactive paint and colouring biscuits. Now, they have sent me some biscuits that are jumpers... So basically we can get together and draw on these jumpers with some edible pens and make our own Christmas jumpers. But they had football shirts that you could draw your football shirt team on. So that would be good for any time of year. You could kind of, you know, give it to each of your children and they could all do their own supporting thing. They've also got cookies where you can make reindeer. Oh, my God, can I quickly give a shout out to the guy in O2, not an ad. The other day,
yeah.
I went to O2 the other day to get something for my son, and the guy that was serving me had Rudolph written on his name badge. I said, shut the front door. Your name isn't actually Rudolph, is it? And he went, it is. And I said, shut up. It's actually Rudolph. Can I just say to everybody, you should all be going to your phone providers. So whether it's O2 or EE, I'm going to mention them all so you don't think I'm advertising. What are the other ones?
I'll start the any left.
EE3.
Orange.
I don't know. I don't know who's there anymore.
Me
but
either, three, yeah.
Go to your phone provider and go in physically and see what new tariffs or what new deals you can get on.
I'm running out.
I'm telling you, we were all way overdue a phone upgrade.
I'll do it tomorrow.
And
actually.
With the upgrade, you can get free Disney Plus. If everybody's cancelling their subscriptions because they are stressed about money this Christmas, if you get your free upgrade, then you can get free loads of channels on there.
I got Spotify premium for a year once.
Yeah,
you know,
get two. You get two. So what you can do is you could go into the shop next year and swap it for any phone, Galaxy, Samsung, and try it out for a few months and bring back your other phone. So Chester quite fancies trying out the new phones. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen them, the flip
phone. Yeah, the flip phone, the Samsung thing. Yeah.
So he'd quite like to try that.
Yeah.
And I must say, I'd quite like to hear what he thinks about it.
Yeah, me too. I've seen them.
And so it's a first time ever, you know, that it's been this easy. But I think they're putting on loads of deals because they know life's going to be a bit tough for people.
Yeah, okay.
And it's like, how can we entice people to stay? So definitely go and check what you can get. Can you upgrade what you've got at the moment? Can you pay less on your monthly bill? And if you renew your tariff, you might end up paying less and get more advantages.
Yeah, I went to get a new phone this week. They're completely sold out of them everywhere. An iPhone 14, you know, just didn't have them. Doesn't surprise me. I think there's still the after effects of the pandemic and all the rest of it. There's just a global shortage of stuff. A couple of things I just want to mention for Christmas presents for people. Damien Rice, I'm a huge fan of Damien Rice. I really like him. I know he's a bit dreary and a lot of people might go, oh, God, slit your wrist stuff. But for those of you that know me, you know I like a little cry. Damien Rice, like, pulls it out of me just when I need him to, you know. He's just gone on sale with some tickets. He's doing about 5 shows around the UK in, I think, May next year. So he's playing down here at the Hammersmith Apollo. I know he's got dates in Manchester and all the rest of it. Tickets are on sale now. They're probably sold out, but you might get them on Viagogo and things like that. But, you know, if you like that kind of thing or your partner does, it's a great idea for a ticket. Ben Howard has just released one show he's doing at Alexandra Palace. He'll probably do more shows, but they go on sale on Friday. Ben Howard tickets for Alexandra Palace, just saying that again. So I thought that was real good.
Phone immediately.
Dad bod Steve. Yes. Steve underscore the dad bod is
love him.
Is doing a 6-week muscle growing like training course or whatever you can sign up for now. So
sign up for it.
I love Steve the dad bod. Yeah,
sign up
yeah.
For it.
So I will do, yeah. I mean, so basically he's put together a 6-week course to grow muscle and shed fat and lose the dad bod, you know. And I thought, oh, this is good. So you can sign up for that now. So go and have a little look at Steve the Dad Bod. Or you could get that for somebody for a little Christmas gift. I thought it was good as well. Yes. And we've got tickets to go and see Derren Brown in January. And I think
about that.
Really good. I love Derren Brown.
I'm
but
so
I just wanted
excited.
To remind other people as well. Tickets for Derren Brown, I think, are still on sale. There's quite a lot of them. I'm not sure if he's still touring the country or not, but he's got tickets in London. But I think it would be a great gift for somebody. So another little thing, if you're thinking about getting somebody a little present, I think Derren Brown tickets.
I love
think
the way
would
you clap
brilliant.
Your hands when you're really excited.
We did some Dawn French tickets, obviously, as well.
Yeah.
She was completely sold out in Tunbridge Wells. Couldn't get us tickets to Tunbridge Wells.
What?
So we're going to the Palladium to see her instead.
Great.
Be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And I've got Sue and Scott tickets as well, so
oh,
they're
great.
Going to come with us. And Charlie Duffy and her husband are going to come, and Rachel and her husband are going
oh,
to come.
Great.
So we're going to go in a big gang. We'll all go and see Dawn afterwards as well. She'll love that.
Oh my God, that
she'll
is
probably
amazing.
Hate it, you know,
no, she'll love it.
No, she'll love it. It'll be really good. So Dawn French tickets. I'm a huge twat. couldn't resist that.
I just
that.
Want to say to anybody else that's sent us alcohol, I'm only going to do so you don't all get muddied. One alcoholic recommendation, but I have got others in a queue.
Yes, we've been sent quite a lot of.
Yeah, we will talk about just because we don't want to muddy the waters. This week it was about low or lower, and next year we'll talk about another one.
And just another little shout out for quarter gin. I'm really enjoying. I'm drinking quite a lot of quarter gin at the moment. It's quarter the alcohol.
Oh, good.
I really like that one, and you'll probably get some on that for Christmas as well. A couple of shout-outs, shall we do at the end? Lisa Barrett underscore says, hi, Davina and Michael. You both look stunning on your Paris trip. Festive glamour, sparkles. Aww. Yeah, it was nice, that, wasn't it? I'd like to recommend a couple of Birmingham-based businesses for your podcast.
Did you just say Birmingham?
Birmingham.
After what we said?
Yeah, I didn't. But can I just say, I was born in Birmingham. So I'm allowed.
You're allowed.
Bromsgrove. Folks.
Bromsgrove, great.
That's where I was actually born. Jewellery designer and maker Josefina at Atypical Thing, which is a great name, by the way, makes beautiful minimalist jewellery. She doesn't use any gold plating as the process is bad for the planet. Instead, she uses recycled gold and silver to create everlasting pieces.
Oh, nice.
Really
what
affordable.
A nice idea.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Really affordable and beautiful gifts for yourself or for someone else. She sells all over the world, but mainly, but made in here in Birmingham, in lovely Birmingham, she says. So there's an Instagram account called atypical.thing is the jewellery one. And then the other one is Actara Home. I think a bit of dyslexia creeping in there. Also,
it doesn't matter, everybody.
No, no. Yeah,
well done. Thanks. You're amazing.
Yeah, I got there.
You're great.
Also, if you're a fan of something spicy, which I am, Michelin star chef and Brummie Akhtar Islam has started Akhtar at Home during lockdown. but it still continues to be a huge success. These are curry boxes, and they're super amazing quality, and the flavour and delivered UK-wide and works out as cheap as a takeaway when sharing with a few people.
So it's homemade.
Way more delicious.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds
so
really
convenient.
Great.
You keep it in your freezer. We'll be ordering a curry for Boxing Day. That's a really good idea, Lisa Barrett. I love the idea of just something frozen he was in the oven on Boxing
Day,
and especially something spicy. Lots of people make turkey curry, I think, don't they, with the leftover turkey.
Yeah.
I've never done that, but
maybe,
maybe
we should do that
idea.
This year.
That could be good, couldn't it? Okay, this is from Sue Moynan, and it's an Instagram account called Noodles the Pooch. Oh my God, you're going to die.
It's not noodles. No, it's like, do you remember noodles?
I do, yeah.
Shut up. It's got 307,000. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I mean.
No. Oh my. No. Shut the front door. Oh my God. This is really.
I don't know.
My God. Look at the eyes.
Drinking.
Oh my God.
She must have a fake arm. You can't get the dog's arm to do that, surely. It's a dog that wears glasses.
Can I just say who you've got to send this account to?
Sue.
No, Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, yeah, okay. We've got to send it to Kate Beckinsale.
Okay. Oh, my God.
So
she's dressed. She's basically in her... Shut up. She's got whites in her eyes. That's what makes her look... Oh, is that her?
Oh, God, look at that face. Noodles.
God, how long do you think we're going to last?
Oh.
How long do you think...
Oh, look.
How long do you think we're going to last without a dog?
Until we get a little dog. We can only get a little dog. I don't know.
We can't.
Okay.
Not yet.
No, not yet.
I'm not ready.
The cutest dog ever will bring a smile to you every day. Also try White Lotus.
Noodles
so bad it's good. And the music is terrific. We've seen White Lotus.
Yeah, no, second series.
Is there a second series?
Yeah, and also somebody told me Slow Horses.
Yeah, there's a second series of Slow Horses.
I didn't know there was a second series.
I've not watched the first series.
Of Slow Horses.
Yeah. But I'd quite like to watch the whole first series.
It's
I just need...
So good.
I need to get my brain out of my job briefly.
Download
to
it.
To watch something.
To watch tomorrow. On the plane.
Download my brain. White Lotus was brilliant. I heard the second series of White Lotus. I have a very wealthy friend of mine who hired a great big boat this year and went on holiday in it with his family. And then, you know, we were invited to go along for a few days and we couldn't make it.
Yeah.
But I said, hey, I'd love to come on the boat next year. And he said, watch second series of White Lotus. The boat is in it. And then he sent me a clip from the White Lotus, and that is the boat that he hired. And I was like, wow, we got to go on it next year. It looked brilliant. I thought that was very funny. But I don't remember seeing a boat in the White Lotus, but it's the second series,
yeah.
Right? I loved White Lotus. It was brilliant. Thank you, Sue, for that. What have we got here from Kate Chapman? I literally feel like you are peeking into my brain. Davina, I totally agree with you about The Crown and had many conversations about
it. Thank you, Kate.
Then at the moment, I'm totally obsessed with the Royal Mail Collection Service. Can you believe it? What a game changer. We've talked about this a lot. I mean, people have loved it, haven't they? And the staff in the local post office are super grumpy, so I hate going in. Finally.
Oh, this is such a good solution.
Yeah, it's really good, isn't it? The Royal Mail Collection Service. And then it says, finally, Slumberland. We've had a few recommendations
for
Slumberland.
We've recommended it.
It says, watched last weekend with my friend's son. Reminded me of watching films with my family.
Aww.
A bit like Night at the Museum and Bedtime Stories.
Aww.
And then she says, you are my tribe.
We are your tribe, Kate,
you are ours. brilliant. Let me keep an eye on these so they don't end up. And let's have a little look at Mel Boniface. That's
a
great
name. Nice name.
I wonder if she's Scottish.
Or she might be Italian. Boniface.
Oh, I never thought about that.
I mean,
So
I don't know what I'm saying.
She has sent us something here called Neurocycle App, and it's an app for going...
Can I just say something?
Yeah?
It's got the word neuro
and cycle
in it. I'm going to love it.
You're in. A great app for going deeper into your mental health and how you can work on yourself. Devised by Dr. Caroline Leaf, her book, Cleaning Up the Mental Mess. That sounds great.
Mm.
Mel Boniface. Yeah, I love the sound of that. That sounds sounds great. So Neurocycle, which is an app. And let's have one last one. Let's scroll down a little bit and go to Gemma Price. Okay, You do this one, because okay. I've been reading them a lot. Yeah.
Hi, I'm up in the middle of the night, unable to sleep on account of drinking coffee too late. Yeah. Oh my God, I've been there. Yeah. I thought now was a good time to make a recommendation. I love the fact that she's picked up her phone in the middle of the night yep. and she's making us a recommendation. Good. I'd like to recommend, it was at 2:13 in the morning. Jesus, Gemma.
Well done, Gemma.
I'd like to recommend Smol, S-M-O-L. Mm-hmm. They're a company that deliver to your door plant and planet-friendly cleaning products. Mm. All packaging is recycled and recyclable. The dishwasher tablets and washing tablets are used are plastic-free, and you can alter... order on the website how you can alter how on the website how often or how many you want delivered really easily. They just arrive through your letterbox in a very small cardboard box, and I've often found these sorts of product not quite so effective, but Smol definitely clean just as well and
great.
Smell fab. I'm going to try their fabric conditioner and surface spray next, which come in reusable bottles. Best of all, they don't cost the earth, literally. Oh,
wish me
she
luck.
Sounds like she should be on this show. Yeah. Wish me luck now, getting off to sleep. Yawn.
Great, that Gemma.
They don't
thank
cross
you.
The earth. Yeah. I'm
gonna
online
look at them.
Right Smol. Now, ordering.
I would quite like to find several subscriptions that fill that gap.
Yes.
One thing I often find with supermarket shopping is you buy lots of food and then you get home and you haven't got, you know, dishwasher tablets that you were supposed to get, or Rinse Aid, or kitchen foil, or whatever. And I feel like having a subscription to kitchen foil, where it got delivered 4 times a year or something, would really help me out. Oh, packaging's nice. That's really good. We're just looking at Smol.
Smolproducts.com.
And I feel like subscribing to a few things to make our lives work more effectively, I think
yes.
would be great. And something like this, I think, would be really good. Thank you, Gemma Price. Very
that
much
was
indeed.
Really helpful.
It's really helpful. Look, folks, this is going to be us for the rest of this year, I think. We maybe try and do a little live, maybe from the Insta page over Christmas, just to wish everybody
totally.
A Merry Christmas.
I think we should try and do a Christmas Day one, shouldn't we?
A little Christmas Day live.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. I'd love to do that. It'd be
I mean,
a really nice thing to do.
Before... Yeah. Too much alcohol is consumed.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think I am going to get a bit tipsy Christmas
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, you should do.
I'd quite like to have a little snooze.
Yeah.
I'd like to watch a James Bond film, Eat After Eight.
Yeah.
Watch The King's Speech.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That'd be quite interesting, wouldn't it? The first time in how many years?
I'll feel for him.
Yeah, well, it'd be really nice to see what he's got to say as well.
For him, you know, in light of his mummy not being here anymore.
I'd love to be the speechwriter, or to see the speechwriter piece together the speech, because then presumably what he does, he gives a draft to Charles, and Charles says, well, I'll say this and I don't want to say this.
Yes.
I'd like to change this. And that process yes. of seeing that speech come together, I think, would be significant.
Yes.
And it'll be really interesting to see what he says about his son, of course.
Yes.
So, yeah, maybe we'll see you all on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
But we just want to say a big thanks. Everybody listens.
Yeah.
We really enjoy doing this podcast.
We do.
I'm not quite sure of all the reasons why we enjoy it. It's
well,
just a nice
like
way
talking.
To connect to each other on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But one of the things I really like
yeah, go on.
Is what a lot of people say about listening, why they listen and what they get from it.
Mm.
That they feel like they're sat around a table with some friends and they feel like they know us. And there's something very kind of warm and comforting, I think, about reading those messages from people. That I really like. So I think that is one
you
of the main reasons
saying,
I do it.
What we were saying earlier about helping people makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Because this show is only recommending things, you know, it is us just trying to help people have a better life.
A better time, yeah.
In a way.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why I love reading out our listener recommendations.
Yeah, me too.
Because that's where I feel like they've given us a little cuddle too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the other really funny thing that I really enjoy about the listener recommendations is that they know us.
Yes.
So, you know, the cute dog on the computer.
Yeah, they know exactly that
they
we would love that.
They
yeah.
know that we would love that. Or yeah. they know that we would appreciate something that's good for the planet. Or
A
little independent business, exactly.
Yeah,
I love the fact that it is a universal, we feel like we know what they want and they know what we want.
Yeah.
It's a really nice, they are part of this show.
Yeah, well.
We're nothing without
we're
you.
We're stuffed without you, basically, yes. So thanks very much indeed to everybody.
Thank you.
God, was there one other thing I was going to say?
Happy Christmas.
I don't think so. I think we just wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas. Yeah, and everybody have a lovely, lovely time.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.